Nilqakom għall-10 program fis-sensiela ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi. Program ta' tfittxija. Program ta' skoperta. Program li fih insibu affarijiet li konna nafu bihom, ma konniex nafu bihom, jew konna naħsbu li nafu li huma mod, u fil-proċess forsi nintebħu li huma wkoll mod ieħor. Għina l-programmiħor f-sensila ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi fl-imkien miħaj, Tony Sant. Għonekka etni prezentaw affarijiet illi għandhom x-jaqsbu mal-enċiklopediji. Pero minħabba li edin f-seklu 21 u issa għitħalna f-tindi diċenju ta' dan is-seklu, l-enċiklopedija prinċipali hija il-Wikipedia. Il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija online u mibnija fuq 5 prinċipji bażiċi. Dawn huma magħrufa bħala il-ħames kolonni li fuqhom hija mibnija il-Wikipedia. L-ewwel, il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija. It-tieni, il-Wikipedia tħaddan perspettiva neutrali. It-tielet, il-Wikipedia hija ħielsa u b'xejn. Ir-raba', l-edituri tal-Wikipedia għandhom jirrispettaw li xurxin u jikkomunikaw dejjem b'mod dinjetuż. Il-ħames, il-Wikipedia m'għandhiex ħafna regoli fissi. Apparti hekk, tajjeb ukoll li ngħidu illi il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija online miktuba b'madwar 300 lingwa, inkluż il-Malti. Il-verżjonijiet tal-Wikipedia b'lingwi varji mhux kollha huma żviluppati indaqs. Lingwi kbar għadhom ferm aktar tarif fihom minn dawk b'lingwi illi mhux mitkellma jew kellha mhux miktuba minn daqs tant nies madwar id-dinja. Dan huwa il-każ tal-Malti, s'intendi. It-tema tiegħi hija li permezz ta' din is-sensiela tal-programm ta' Vjaġġi Enċiklopediċi, il-Wikipedija bil-Malti tkompli tittejjeb. Din biċċa xogħol illi trid issir b'mod kollaborattiv. Int li qed tisma' lili nitkellem bħalissa, tista' tikkontribwixxi għat-titjib tal-Wikipedija sew bil-Malti kif ukoll b'lingwi oħra li taf jew jinteressawk. Tajjeb li ngħidilkom x'għandna preparat fil-programm tal-lum. Il-programm tal-lum huwa maqsum fit-tnejn. Fl-ewwel parti jiena se nkun qiegħed inlaqgħakom ma' xi ħadd illi qiegħed jgħinni fil-vjaġġ enċiklopediku tiegħi. Xi ħadd illi jew storikament jew inkella attwalment jew forsi anke il-quddiem għeni jew qed jgħinni jew se jkun qed jgħinni biex nimraħ f'din id-dinja enċiklopedika. Xi drabi dawn se jkunu nies li nafhom, drabi oħra se jkunu nies li għadni għażel qajt magħhom. Tista' anke tkun int kif jgħidu. Imma ħafna drabi dawn se jkunu nies li b'xi mod jew ieħor huma attivi jew f'din il-tfittxija personali tiegħi jew inkella fid-dinja enċiklopedika b'xi mod jew ieħor mod partikolari kif din torbot mal-Wikipedia. Fit-tieni parti mbagħad nagħmlu tfittxija partikolari illi b'xi mod jew ieħor torbot ma' dak illi niltaqgħu miegħu fl-ewwel parti. Persuna l-lum hija persuna illi torboċ ftit ma l-aħħar mistiedna li kellna b'mod partikolari għal-fatt illi hija wkoll l-istess bħal l-aħħar mistiedna li kellna li kienet Rebecca O'Neill hija bbażata f'Dublin. Dublin fl-Irlanda huwa fejn anke jopera l-organizzazzjoni minn fejn opera l-organizzazzjoni ta' Wikimedia Community Ireland u minn hemm mort lura jien anka biex nara x'aktar konnessjonijiet hemm ma' twaqqif ta' din l-organizzazzjoni u x'interessi oħra hemm u kien hemm f'partijiet tal-Irlanda propju fuq il-Wikipedia. Tajjeb ngħidu wkoll illi f'dak illi sa nitkellmu llum hemm ukoll konnessjoni Maltija. L-fatt illi il-mistiedna tiegħi llum hija persuna ta' parentela Maltija. U allora fil-verità maħniex sa nitkellmu daqshekk dwar il-Wikimedia Community Ireland għax dak diġà għamilnieh fil-puntata li għaddiet. Ma se niltaqgħu ma' persuna bħal Maltajna anka ma' persuni oħra f'din is-sensiela illi f'xi żmien kienu attivi jew huma attivi fil-ħidma illi għandha x'taqsam ma' tkattir u t-titjib tal-Wikipedia. Allora tajjeb illi ngħidilkom illi l-mistiedna illi għandna llum hija Sabina Bonnici. Sabina għandha konnessjoni diretta apparti l-parentela tagħha ma' Malta permezz ta' Wikimedia Community Malta b'mod żgħir imma sinifikanti ħafna. Għalfatt illi madwar 4 snin ilu Sabina Bonnici kienet waħda mill-ġudikanti illi intazlu minn Wikimedia Community Malta biex jihdossib il-Wiki Loves Monuments il-konkors fotografiku ta' dik is-sena. U allora biex inlaqqakom propju ma' Sabina, tajjeb illi nisimgħu li la titkellem preċiżament dwar dan.
Yeah, I was very, very honored to be asked to be a judge. It was such a lovely experience to tap into my Maltese connections and see Malta on screen looking absolutely beautiful with all these amazing pictures coming in from it. And you know, it is such a rich and varied environment for such a small space. You know, there is so much in it, both architecturally but also naturally as well. So it was just lovely. It was absolutely a thrill and an honor to be a judge.
B'dan il-ftit kelmiet minnant Sabina Bonnici, naħseb illi diġa ntbaħtu x'tip ta' mistiedna għandna llum fil-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi tagħna. Imma forsi jkun hemm min jgħid imma għaliex din il-persuna qiegħda titkellem bl-Ingliż u mhux bil-Malti. U dan l-aċċent x'aċċentu. Sabina Bonnici min isima kif qed taraw huwa isem Malti, naturalment, imma ħanalli lilha tispjega sew x'inhija il-konnessjoni tagħha sew u veru propju ma' Malta.
My parents are both Maltese and my grandparents are both Maltese, were they're not long past now. And you know, generations back is Maltese. I think I have a great great grandfather who's Indian, who was Indian, but other than that, they're very much from Malta and Gozo. I was born in England, and we emigrated when I was a kid to Australia. So my Maltese roots, obviously my parents would have spoke Maltese to each other, and they spoke to us in Maltese a few swear words. But we didn't really converse at home in Maltese because we were living in England, and I guess just the nature of moving on and emigrating to England, you know, it wasn't a factor, unfortunately, in our home life to speak Maltese. But as I've got older, and sorry, just on that then, what we would have done is we would have gone to Malta every year to connect with family and the like. So my connection to Malta is, I guess, of one of love and affection at a distance. While never living there properly, I would have holidayed there many times and obviously have family there. And as I've gotten older, I've come to kind of appreciate and look into the history and the culture in much more detail. So I did take a couple of Maltese lessons when I was based in Malta for kind of over the length of the summer. I can understand quite a lot of it, but I'm afraid I can't really speak it very well. So apologies to any Maltese listeners.
Skont jien m'hemmx bżonn apologi, ma dak huwa x'naħseb jien, waħna allura anke nirrispettaw x'taħseb inti bħala semmieta dan kollu li qiegħed jintqal hawnhekk u anke bliema lingwa qiegħed jintqal. Ma importanti iktar minn hekk huwa x'qed jintqal. U allura dwar x'qed jintqal, tajjeb li niġu għas-suġġett veru propju u flimkien ma' Sabina nibdew naraw dwar l-enċiklopediji f'ħajjitha. Jiena ħassejt li anka minħabba li sfond personali tagħha ikun tajjeb ukoll illi nisimgħu dwara u tikber matul is-snin u anka dawn l-ambjenti partikolari li trabbit fihom hi kif għadna kemm irrakkuntatilna hawnhekk, naħseb illi kellhom ukoll xi forma ta' effett u influss minn hawn jew minn hemm dwar kif jidħlu l-enċiklopediji.
I think we had one of those I call it a basic encyclopedia at home, you know, one of those not the full set of volume that you see kind of stacked up in libraries, but more of a condensed version. I was pretty much a bookworm as a kid and still am. So love the study, love the reading, and certainly in terms of school projects, I do remember pouring through the encyclopedia that we had at home and then getting into the library to delve into particular subjects as topics and study required. So that's probably kind of my earliest memory of them. I do remember the full encyclopedia sets that you get in libraries, and that smell, that old book smell, that seems to emanate from them. Which actually I heard the other day, the reason for that, it's basically the book, the paper is decaying and lets off some sort of a gas or something. So it's quite a very mad tangent. But anyway, the smell and the encyclopedia is kind of connect together in my mind, probably because they're very old books, mainly in libraries. So mainly using it for study purposes in high school, certainly in primary school, but also in high school as well. So for me, I finished high school in 97. So that puts my age there, where computers, we had a computer at home, but we wouldn't necessarily, have internet per se. It was more for making documents and printing and, doing college work in that sense rather than for research. So research was very much done by book, right up until college, I would say.
Iva kollox sew, mela allura hawnhekk ir-riċerka għadha enċiklopedika permezz tal-kotba. Imma riċerka enċiklopedika hija enċiklopedika ix'in il-forma wara kollox. X'inhu allura s-suġġett partikolari li forsi kienet preferit fittex l-aktar dwaru, Sabina?
The one that kind of sticks to mind is looking into the life of bees and being absolutely fascinated by bees and what they get up to and how they build and how they work and everything that goes with a bee life. I just found that a fascinating topic at the time.
Dan is-suġġett tan-naħal huwa affaxxinanti anke għar-rabta li għandu ma' Malta. Dwar hekk forsi ikollna ċans, anzi ċertament ikollna ċans nitkellmu aktar fil-vjaġġ enċiklopediku tal-lum. Imma ikun tajjeb hawnhekk allura li nduru ftit lejn l-interess u r-rabta ta' Sabina mal-Malti. Il-Malti anka bħala lingwa.
But I love the mix, I love the mix of it. I love the Arabic numerals, the Arabic sound mixed with the Italian, mixed with the English. It's such a I really enjoy listening to it when I do hear it, and then I guess it pulls at the heartstrings as well, because there is that kind of familial connection there too.
U li lin mill-konnessjoni tal-familja u l-konnessjoni mal-Malti sew bħala l-sin u sew bħala kultura u sew bħala nisel, tajjeb li noqorbu aktar lejn il-Wikipedia. U l-Wikipedia, ir-relazzjoni ta' Sabina mal-Wikipedia, tal-anqas fil-fema tiegħi, hija waħda tassew interessanti. U allura ħanħalli lila tkompli tirrakkonta dwar dan. U naslu għal dan qabel xejn, f'aktar rabta ma' riċerka dwar il-wirt kulturali tagħha personali u familjali. Malta.
A lot of that would have been through my parents. A lot of that would have been conversations with my parents primarily. I guess when I was younger, there were a few history books on Malta around the house, so I would have picked them up. I wouldn't necessarily have gone to encyclopedias for information on Malta per se. And I think though, you know, as I've gotten older, and obviously with the age of the internet, then access to Malta and Maltese culture and Maltese politics and what's going on is much more at my fingertips now. So, you know, because of the internet, I do actually feel a bit more culturally closer to Malta. So, because I can kind of find out what's going on, you know, just by logging in at a moment's notice. So, but in terms of a source, you know, it might not necessarily have been my go-to place to go to an encyclopedia for Malta, because I would have had my parents. So I would have asked my parents, you know, about Maltese history. So I would have heard it through them. Should a culture write or focus on Wikipedia articles for themselves or for second generation or for, you know, the diaspora that's out there? It's a personal opinion. My feeling is that I think a culture should write for themselves primarily. So, you know, whether they would need to write about the bee, you know, maybe not. Maybe about the association that Malta has with the bee is more important than sharing a Wikipedia article in Maltese about the bee, because it's that kind of connection, I think, that's probably more interesting. But I would feel that it's what the society feels is important for them in terms of finding out more about their roots, and that probably that takes me on to my connection actually with Wikipedia. Yeah, so obviously I'm not Irish, but I've lived in Ireland. I moved to Ireland year 2000. Yeah, thereabout. No, is it? Around 2000. So here a long time, here about 20 years. And in 2014, I teamed up with a friend of mine to create a Twitter retelling of the Battle of Clontarf. So the Battle of Clontarf is an Irish battle that took place 1,000 years ago, 1014, in the year 1014. And it was essentially a battle of kings between Brian Boru and King Sitrick. So Brian Boru was very much kind of the Irish king, and Sitrick was the Norse version, although he was born in Dublin, he had connections with the Vikings and the Norsemen. So essentially there was a huge battle with the biggest death toll in Irish history that happened in 1014. Now, it was the 1,000 year anniversary in 2014. So myself and Alan, both digital media fanatics, if you were, we wanted to bring this retelling of the story into today's age, and connect maybe with people who wouldn't even know about it, or just a way of telling it. So what we did, we essentially created, through working with historians, we created, if you like, these characters on Twitter. So we retold the battle in the 10 days leading up to the battle date as to what their thoughts and feelings might have been. What was a very interesting segue for me about the whole retelling was looking at the female characters. Now, obviously, there's very, very little in Wikipedia or in the annals of Irish history about some of the female characters. But there was one particular who stood out for me, and that her name was Gormla. And Gormla was essentially, she was the wife of Brian Boru, but she was the mother of King Sitrick. So there was this woman, a pivotal role in the middle between the two fighting sides. And obviously in those days, everyone married everyone from different families. And there were a couple of women like that who had either fathers or sons or husbands who sat on both sides of the fence. So I thought it was very interesting to pick up on those storylines. Now, I will get to the Wikipedia connection in just a moment, I promise. So myself and Ellen went ahead and we did this completely unfunded. We did try to find funding, but we loved the idea of it, and we weren't successful in getting any funding, but we loved the idea, so we went for it anyhow. And it drew the attention of a couple of fine folk from Wikimedia UK who got in touch and who said, hey, we like what you guys are doing with the Twitter retelling. Would you guys consider putting on an editathon on the Battle of Clontarf in the run-up to the date? And for a start, I'd used Wikipedia, but I wouldn't have had very little kind of knowledge of the workings of the Wikimedia organization as a whole. So what they were suggesting was quite new to me, but also quite exciting because it also gave the potential for people to edit the female entries, for example, Gormla, Slania, and a few of the other females in the annals of history who had maybe one-liners, and maybe allow people to do their own research and contribute more information around those characters. People like Brian Boru would have had a long entry on Wikipedia anyway, but maybe some of even the other male characters in the story, people in this, they're not characters, they are, were actually people, might not have been either had a balanced view or had a balanced write-up about them. So it was a really interesting prospect. We got together quite quickly with the Science Gallery, who was a supporter, and started to look into the Wikipedia connections around Ireland, around Dublin, because it was going to be a Dublin event. But you know, we did open it up, and we came across a couple of people who were very interested in it. Open Knowledge Foundation, excuse me if I've got the term incorrect, who were very much supporting open source and Wikipedia editing, and they helped spread the word about it. And pretty much on a very sunny Easter Sunday, we managed to get a good group of people into a room and edit the entries about the Battle of Clontarf in time for the actual anniversary. And on the anniversary day, the Battle of Clontarf actually got about 25,000 hits that day. It was made one of the On This Day articles on Wikipedia. So by having done that editing event and maybe getting some of the people up to scratch, as it were, as much as we could, I think that really put, I think that was, you know, it was something quite cool to have done, to put a few more details around people on the map, as it were, before the anniversary actually happened. So that was my kind of connection, my first connection really with the organizational part of Wikipedia and Wikimedia. Up till then, I'd been very much just a user. You know, there definitely were and are Wikipedia editors long before I organized that event, you know, so I wouldn't certainly like to...
U allora dan huwa kif kien illi dak illi deskrivitilna aktar kmini, Rebecca O'Neill, aktar kmini mhux illum fl-episodju ta' qabel dan tal-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi dwar kif sawret il-Wikimedia Community Ireland, hawnhekk qed jiġi anke konfermat minn Sabina Bonnici. U Sabina nfisha tkompli tgħidilna kif issawar dan kollu mis-suċċess ta' din l-editatona partikolari li qed tkellimna
right,
anke dwar.
Yeah, so the editathon was as I say was successful by all means, and that we got a core group of people together to edit the entries and achieved what we set out to that day with very much the help of Wikimedia UK. And so the connection with Wikimedia UK was actually quite important, because they obviously had been running for a long time, and they helped with the logistical support for the editathon, which John Cummings came and presented at. And with that group of people, there were a couple of people who were very, very much interested in continuing. Continuing to do editathons and continuing to see what we could do to kind of grow the Wikimedia community in Ireland. So Rebecca O'Neill was one key person there, and Shannon Eichelberger and her husband, who I think were part of the Open Knowledge Foundation. And there were a couple of others as well who were very keen to actually kind of commit to meeting and seeing what we could do to encourage more editathons as a kind of a primary meeting tool or meeting point. And then we started looking into this idea of, well, what would it take to set up Wikimedia Ireland? So we started meeting and started discussing, and again had a lot of support from Wikimedia UK in terms of the process and what would be needed. And we kind of quickly got together and, you know, kept meeting and started to find a kind of a core group of people who would commit basically to doing outreach around it. And that was all very exciting. And it kind of timed nicely in then with Wiki Loves Monuments. So Wiki Loves Monuments, the largest photography competition in the whole world, which is pretty cool. So we took it upon ourselves to organize Wiki Loves Monuments Ireland. So as a group, we ran with that essentially, and for the first time then held Wiki Loves Monuments in Ireland, which was very exciting. Again, it's always lovely to be a part of a first. And this idea of documenting what's out there in Ireland as such, and making it very much almost like a current day documentation exercise, as opposed to trying to document what happened 1,000 years ago. So there were kind of two extremes, I guess, of my experience with Wikipedia. And this time around, we got great support from the Department of Arts, Heritage and the Gaeltacht, as they were known at that point. So we managed to secure a very helpful partner within there, both from funding, but also from getting the message out. So we managed to connect with essentially all the local heritage offices around Ireland to promote the event and to get the word out there and to be part of Heritage Week, which is an annual event that happens. So it was a great experience. Technically, you know, we pulled it together ourselves, and organizationally, as I say, the department came on board with a lot of support there as well. So so that was another first in terms of Wikipedia Ireland kind of circle coming together.
X'taqt imma anke minħabba l-andament tal-kumplament ta' din is-sensiela, nerġa' inġib id-diskors lura lejn il-lingwa u l-użu tal-lingwa. E mhux biss il-Malti naturalment, imma anke fil-każ ta' Sabina Bonnici u anke minħabba l-esperjenza tagħha f'dawn l-aħħar 20 sena fl-Irlanda, anke dwar l-użu tal-Irlandiż u l-Malti u l-Irlandiż fil-kuntest ta' pajjiżi li jitkellmu sew ukoll anke bl-Ingliż li huma lingwi uffiċjali ta' dawn iż-żewġ pajjiżi.
You know, I'm in this strange position, which isn't great, to be honest with you, in that I don't speak Irish and I'm in Ireland, and I don't speak Maltese and I'm from Malta, and so English is the way that I communicate essentially. But however, I do feel really strongly about supporting the native language of a country. I think it's really important, although I haven't taken the steps in either case, I will readily admit, to pick up either of those languages. But I think having those and not losing the natural language is so important. So creating Wikipedia articles in Irish, in Maltese, I think it's absolutely vital, an absolutely vital part of continuing culture and communication for a country. And one connection, and you'll forgive me, you might have to dig into the history books to get the names, but I do remember going through one History of Malta book, and one fact that kind of stood out to me was that I think the Maltese government, I think they were looking at the school system and whether Maltese should be the primary language or whether it should be, I think, Italian, I think it might have been at that point, or they were also considering English. But I actually, what struck me was, I think that there was an Irish education consultant who they engaged at the time, who was convincing them very strongly to say, go with Maltese, you know. But that just, again, being here and having that Irish Maltese connection, had, you know, may have been pivotal to Malta teaching its kids Maltese. I thought was quite interesting.
U li lin min dan, il-mistoqsija toroġ weħed allura dwar l-użu tal-Wikipedia. L-Wikipedia illi fih min kollox, mux biss dwar dak illi huwa ta' Malta u Malti, intendi palma fihom anka, uħut min dawn il-kotba.
I guess then you start to go down, there's a rabbit hole there around usage, because from a personal perspective, now, while I'm not studying at all, you know, my use of Wikipedia tends to be about people. For example, when I'd listen to music and I'd hear someone, it's new for the first time. So I would look them up on Wikipedia and I'd look up, what they've done before, the discography, and I find that a really good resource. And just in terms of Maltese musicians, and obviously that's your background and broadcast and the like. And I wonder, is there currently a good resource in Maltese about Maltese artists, broadcast, music artists, for example, in Maltese?
Dimmi tip ta' conversazioni, ġibna. Assuġġetta rizorsi limitati għal-fatt li ma tesistixi armata ta' nies li jikdbu dan it-tip ta' materjal, mhux biss għal-Wikipedia, imbanka f'dok li huma kotba, ma tantx issib materjal bil-Malti dwar dawn it-tip ta' suġġetti. Imma sabiħ li ikun hemm l-attenzjoni u anka li nkunu konxi min-nuqqasijiet u mill-rizorsi limitati li għandna. U din tar-rizorsi limitati hija xi ħaġa li forsi wieħed anka tajjeb jaħseb aktar dwarha.
It's a question really as to how you prioritize those resources and what you translate. And a question in my mind would be, are people more important to record for posterity, for example, artists, than bees, if you were to, depending on your background, you could absolutely take the opposite, and that's totally fine. But I think that the chances of you finding something about a bee's life in any language are probably a hell of a lot more than the chances of finding, say, the last 20 years of Maltese music, in Maltese. So I think it's an interesting question about the priorities that one would take around when you do have resources to start translating and to start doing Wikipedia editathons or Wikipedia editing, what you focus on. And actually, I think, again, probably more Rebecca and Shannon might speak to this better than I would, but from my kind of outsider knowledge of the editathons, it just takes a group of really interested, passionate people about a subject, and then you're away. So, and actually, what we did with the Clontarf thing, which worked really well, is we teamed up people with no editing experience, but huge subject matter experience, with people who are just passionate about editing. And that combination worked really well. And it was an interesting model kind of moving forward to get people who were just passionate about something, and teaming them up again.
U dan preċiżament jidher li huwa l-ofol ta' kif tinkiteb il-Wikipedia. Kwalinkwa lingwa, inkluż naturalment il-Wikipedia bil-Malti. Thank you. lejn il-bidu tal-vjaġġ enċiklopediku li jiena għamilt aktar kmini ma' Sabina Bonnici, sembiet in-naħla. Hija rakkuntat kif il-suġġett tan-naħal kien wieħed minn dawk li kien jaffaxxina ferm fit-tfulita jew anke f'żożita. Fit-tfittix fl-enċiklopediji dawk li kienu fil-format ta' ktieb. Jiġifieri il-faxxinu għan-naħal għal Sabina Bonnici ma kienx permezz tal-Wikipedia. Ma nistax jonqos madan kollu illi fil-vjaġġ enċiklopediku tiegħi, illi fih jiena nimraħ lilin minn dak li ukun għaddej ordinarjament fil-ħajja tiegħi tal-anqas ta' kuljum, nimraħ f'din kif spiss se jaħtela l-Odissea lilin. U ma xiex niltaqa' illum naturalment se jkun in-naħla. In-naħla għandha rabta partikolari mal-kultura Maltija u mal-kultura Maltija f'sens miftuħ ħafna, f'sens ta' l-agrikoltura, mhux biss f'dik li hija l-identità kim sejjaħa anka b'mod modern nazzjonali tagħna. In-naħla wara kollox hija xi ħaġa li tmur lura għall-żminijiet il-qedem u hija sors anka ta' wieħed mir-riżorsi prinċipali tan-natura illi aħna bħala bnedmin imanka annimali oħra isibu ta' utilità kbira fuq diversi livelli u anke b'diversi modi. Fost l-aktar dettalji affaxxinanti illi jiena dejjem sibt dwar in-naħla f'Malta hemm il-fatt illi hemm figura ta' naħla fuq il-3 millesmi tal-flus deċimali illi kellna qabel l-euro. Fis-snin 70 meta kienu introdotti il-flus deċimali fil-bidu tas-snin 70 kif għadna kien hemm tendenza illi jkun hemm ikoni ħalli ngħidu hekk Maltin fuq. U in-naħla kienet propju waħda minn dawn. U allura ma jistax jonqos illi illum se nara daqsxejn dwar in-naħla u in-naħla anka b'mod aktar ġenerali fuq il-Wikipedia. Il-Wikipedia naturalment nidħol għaliha kemm jista' jkun drabi permezz tal-verżjoni bil-Malti, jiġifieri dik il-insibuha bħala il-Wikipedia. U hawnhekk insibu illi diġà għal bosta snin hawn anke artiklu dwar in-naħla. Mod ta' sew affaxxinanti, dan l-artiklu dwar in-naħal ilu jeżisti fuq il-Wikipedia, jiġifieri l-Wikipedia bil-Malti, mill-15 ta' Lulju ta' l-2009, jiġifieri aktar minn 10 snin u nofs ilu. L-aktar bidliet reċenti li saru fuqu saru biss madwar ftit aktar minn sena ilu, imma qabel dan kien biss sa l-2015 illi kien għad hemm anka xi modifikazzjonijiet għaddejjin fuq dan l-artiklu. U meta tħares leħ anka fil-verżjoni bil-Malti, tinduna li huwa artiklu rik mhux ħażin, huwa artiklu enċiklopediku dwar inset partikolari u li ma niskantawx ukoll li jeżisti b'madwar 130 lingwa oħra. 130 lingwa oħra fil-verżjoni tal-Wikipedia. U għalkemm f'puntati preċedenti ta' dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopedici jiena attanka nelinkalkom uħut mill-lingwi, meta ngħidu li hemm madwar 130 lingwa dan ifisser illi madwar nofs jew kważi nofs il-lingwi kollha illi jeżistu fil-Wikipedia għandhom propju artiklu dwar in-naħla. U għent najtek, għax naturalment, imma dwar 300 lingwa illi huma utilizzati biex titwassal il-Wikipedia madwar id-dinja. Aħna naturalment sa' nikkonċentraw fuq l-artiklu illi jeżisti fil-Wikipedia illi hija kif dejjem nfakru il-Wikipedia bil-Malti. U allora illi se nagħmel kif għamilt regolarment anke f'din is-sensiela ta' taħdidiet hawnhekk tal-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi u dawn l-Odissea illi minna jiena mbur in terra biex nara ma xiex niltaqa u nara x'insib, illum sanħarsu propju lejn dan l-artiklu ta' in-naħla fil-Wikipedia u sanqralkom anke xi siltiet minnu. L-artiklu huwa twil ferm u ċertament illi mhux se naqrah kollu. Anke għalfatt illi huwa artiklu pjuttost xjentifiku u fih ħafna anke terminoloġija illi hija bil-Latin għalfatt illi kif jafu bosta mis-semmija tagħna l-ismijiet propja xjentifiċi tal-annimali u tal-insetti u tal-pjanti u tal-ħlejja oħra ħafna drabi huma bil-Latin. Allora, ħanibda billi naqralkom l-ewwel paragrafu u naraw dan fejn joħodna meta mbagħad aħna nħarsu lejn it-12-il taqsima li hemm fil-werrej ta' dan l-artiklu dwar in-naħal. L-artiklu propjament jismu naħla. In-naħal huma insetti li jtiru u li jiġu mill-qrib miż-żnażan u n-nemel. Huma magħrufa għas-sem tagħhom fil-produzzjoni tal-għasel u x-xema u għall-pollinizzazzjoni. In-naħal jagħmlu linjaġġ monofiletiku fih dan is-superfamilja Apoidea. Fil-preżent ikklassifikata bl-isem ta' taxon bla livell Antofila. Hemm kważi 20,000 speċi magħrufa ta' naħal f'disa' familji rikonoxxuti. Għalkemm ħafna minnhom għadhom ma ġewx diskritti, in-numru veru x'aktarx illi huwa ogħla. Jinstabu wkoll f'kull kontinent tad-dinja ħli fl-Antartika. F'kull habitat fuq il-pjaneta illi fih ixtieli li wardu ippollinati mill-insetti. U din l-introduzzjoni fil-verità tgħidilna xi affarijiet essenzjali kolli ngħid jien hawnhekk dwar in-naħal. Iltqajna anke ma' din it-terminoloġija kif qegħdin ngħidu illi xi drabi tkun Latina, xi drabi tkun Griga wkoll, imma dawn huma ir-raġuni ta' dan hija l-xjenzati kienu jistudjaw propju b'dawn il-lingwi klassiċi il-Latin u il-Grieg hawnhekk iltajna mal-Grieg b'mod partikolari ferm aktar mill-iltajna mal-Latin illum. Imma affaxxinanti wkoll il-naħal issibhom kullimkien ħli fl-Antartika. U tajjeb allura li issa naraw x'hawn fit-taqsimiet hawn 12-il taqsima. Għadna, wara din l-introduzzjoni hawn propju daħla dwar in-naħla. U allura nistgħu ngħidu li dan huwa daħla li tagħti anke ftit aktar sfond dwar in-naħal bħala inset. U mbagħad insibu illi hemm taqsima dwar it-tipi differenti ta' naħal, anzi diversi taqsimiet. Imma l-ewwel taqsima hija waħda partikolari ħafna illi hija dwar in-naħal hekk imsejjaħ ew soċjali u semi-soċjali. Dinha tinqasam f'erba' taqsimiet oħra. Ta' tipi ta' naħar illi huma magħrufa bħala l-bombli, in-naħal bla xewka, in-naħal tal-għasel u in-naħal tal-għasel afrikanizzati. Però mbagħad interessanti li t-taqsima li jmiss hija propju dwar in-naħal solitari u komunali. Ir-raba' taqsima hija dwar in-naħal kleptoparassiti, terminu partikolari ħafna hawnhekk, u ikun interessanti li naqraw silta minna din ħalli naraw x'inhu eżatt dan in-naħal kleptoparassiti. Jiena ngħid għalija għamilt li ċertu kurzita biex nara dan it-terminu straordinarju kif huwa applikat anke għan-naħal. Il-ħames taqsima imbagħad hija dwar in-naħal notturni. Allura ikolli nifhem jien il-jum għan-naħal li joħorġu bil-lejl xi ħaġa mhux tas-soltu għalfatt illi n-naħal normalment nassoċjawhom anke max-xemx u mal-ħinijiet tal-ġurnata li fihom ikun hemm id-dawl. Taqsim oħra hija propju dwar it-titjir tan-naħal u jisimha titjir in-naħal. Wara din hemm taqsima dwar l-evoluzzjoni tan-naħal. Ma jistax jonqos, għalkemm forsi hemm lok ukoll illi dan is-suġġett li jmiss ikollu anke artiklu enċiklopediku propju dwaru, illi t-tmien taqsima hija dwar il-pollinizzazzjoni. L-aħħar taqsima veru propju għalkemm hemm tliet taqsimiet oħra, illi fihom insibu noti u referenzi, gallerija ta' ritratti li għandhom x'jaqsmu għan-naħal, kif ukoll sensiela ta' ħolo esterni, it-taqsima tal-aħħar veru propju hija dik dwar in-naħal u l-bniedem. U allura issa se naqra wkoll id-daħla illi hemm din id-daħla li tagħti aktar sfond dwar in-naħal. In-naħal, miktub hawnhekk fil-Wikipedija, huma adattati biex jiklu in-nettaru u l-pollin. L-ewwel wieħed li żied bħala sors tal-enerġija u t-tieni għal proteini u nutrijenti oħra illi fih. Ħafna mill-pollin jintuża bħala ikel għall-larvi. In-naħal għandhom proboscidi, dan huwa il-sien kumpless, li jippermettilhom jiksbu in-nettaru mill-fjuri. Għandhom antenni illi kważi f'kollha huma mamula minn 13 il-segment fl-irġiel u 12 fin-nisa, kifinu tipiku għas-superfamilja. In-naħal kollha għandhom żewġ pari ta' ġwienaħ, il-par ta' wara iżgħar minn ta' quddiem. Ftit speċi, sess wieħed jew kasta għandu ġwienaħ relattivament qosra, u għalhekk isibuha diffiċli jew impossibbli li jtiru, imma l-ebda minnhom ma huma bla ġwienaħ. L-iżgħar naħla hi trigona minimi, naħla bla xewka fejn il-ħaddiema huma twal madwar 2.1 mm. L-ikbar naħla fid-dinja hija Megacile Pluto. Naħla li tikol il-weraq u fejn in-nisa jistgħu jilqgħu t-tul ta' 39 mm. L-ispeċi tan-naħal l-aktar magħrufa hija in-naħla tal-għasel Ewropea, illi kif juri isimha tagħmel l-għasel, kif jagħmlu ftit tipi oħra tan-naħal ukoll. It-trobija mill-bniedem tan-naħal ta' dan l-ispeċi tissejjaħ apikultura. In-naħal huwa ikel infittex tal-għasfur Merops apiaster, ert in-naħal. Predaturi komuni oħra għall-għasafar huma it-tirannus u l-mimidja, iż-żnażan u l-mazzarell. Se naħbes hawnhekk it-taqsima dwar in-naħal soċjali u semi-soċjali fej dan jitkellem dwar il-bombli, in-naħal bla xewka, in-naħal tal-għasel u in-naħal tal-għasel afrikanizzati f'aktar dettall. Se naqbeż ukoll it-taqsima dwar in-naħal solitarju u kominali u niġi għal dik il-taqsima partikolari ħafna li hija dwar in-naħal kleptoparassiti. In-naħal kleptoparassiti jinstabu f'bosta familji tan-naħal, għalkemm l-isem teknikament japplika l-aħjar għan-nomadini, sotto familja tal-apidi. In-nisa ta' dawn in-naħal m'għandhomx it-tamir għall-ġbir tal-pollin u ma jibnux il-bejta tagħhom. Dawn tipikament jidħlu fil-bejta ta' speċi illi jiġbru l-pollin u jbidu l-bajt tagħhom fiċ-ċelloli tal-bejta illi jkunu daħlu fiha, lesti bil-provizjon tal-ikel. Meta l-larva tan-naħal, kleptoparassita tfaqqas, tikol il-boċċa tal-pollin u jekk in-naħla kleptoparassita ma tkunx diġa għamlet hekk, toqtol il-larva u tikolha. Fiftit każi fejn l-ospiti huma speċi soċjali, il-kleptoparassita tibqa' fil-bejta tal-ospiti u tbit ħafna bajt. Kultant anke toqtol is-sultana ospiti u taħdi la posta. Ħafna naħal kleptoparassiti jiġu mill-qrib u jiġbu lill-ospiti tagħhom fid-dera u d-daqs. Dik l-iskema komuni waslet għall-prinċipju ekoloġiku magħruf bħala ir-regola ta' Emery. Xi oħrajn jidħlu fil-bejta tan-naħal ta' familji differenti, waqt li speċi oħra fl-istess ġeneru jattakkaw in-naħal ħanitx tidej. Interessanti din u fil-verità kull ma tfisser huwa illi hemm tip ta' naħal illi jisraq dak li għandu naħal ieħor u huwa parasita fuq u proprju għalhekk allura dan it-terminu ta' kleptoparassiti. Ikolli ngħid illi l-artiklu huwa interessanti ferm u fi ħafna dettalji illi meta noqgħod narah jiena hawnhekk qabel kwiet kif tistgħu tagħmlu intom jekk tieħdu titħlu anke fil-Wikipedia. Blimu waħda tridu minn dawk il-aktar minn 130 lingwa illi hemm jiena għażilt illi nidħol fil-verżjoni bil-Malti sintendi sibu ritratti sbieħ ferm uħud minnhom tassew straordinarji u anke ħafna ħafna tarif dwar in-naħal. Ukoll ngħid illi ma ddiżappuntajt ruħi xejn jiena li tħalt anke fl-artiklu bil-Malti u dwar il-naħal fil-Wikipedija huwa wieħed mill-aħjar artikli naħseb illi hemm fil-Wikipedija bil-Malti dwar kwalunkwe suġġett propju allura dan tan-naħal. L-aħar taqsima hija dik li sanaqralkom biex nagħlaq din it-taqsima u dan il-vjaġġ li jiena qed interraq fih illum lejn in-naħal kif huma rappreżentati f'din l-enċiklopedija online magħrufa bħala il-Wikipedia. L-aħar taqsima għadna illi jisima in-naħal u l-bniedem. In-naħal għandhom post preminenti fil-mitoloġija u intużaw mit-teoriċi tal-politika bħala modell għas-soċjetà umana. Jidru xbijat ta' komunitajiet tan-naħal tal-għasel mill-eqdem żmien sal-lum, pereżempju fix-xogħol ta' Aristotli u Platun, Virgiliu, Seneca, Ferasmu, Shakespeare, Tolstoy u nibqaw ġejjin sa żminijietna u anke ftit qabel bħal pereżempju Karl Marx. Minkejja x-xewka tan-naħal tal-għasel illi tista' tweġġa' sew u l-fama li għandhom l-insetti bħala tikkazzjoni, in-naħal ġeneralment għandhom isem tajjeb, x'aktarx minħabba li huma utli bħala pollinaturi u produtturi tal-għasel, in-natura soċjali tagħhom u l-fama tagħhom għal-bżulija. In-naħal huwa wieħed mill-ftit insetti illi jidru regolarment fir-reklami. Għalkemm it-tingiża tan-naħal tista' toqtol lil min ikun allerġiku, kważi l-ebda speċi tan-naħal mi aggressiva jekk ma tkunx disturbata, u ħafna huma fil-fatt ukoll bla xewka. Ibnedmin spiss huma periklu akbar għan-naħal billi n-naħar jista' jibgħatu jew imutu meta jiltaqgħu ma' kimiċi tossiċi fl-ambjent. Tassew sbieħ ritratti illi hawn anke fil-gallerija fil-parti ta' taħt ta' dan l-artiklu dwar in-naħla fil-Wikipedija. Il-Wikipedia għandha wkoll mijiet ta' ritratti fil-verità dwar in-naħal jew ritratti ta' naħal minn madwar id-dinja kollha għax kif għadna n-naħal wara kollox issibhom kullum kien fid-dinja ħlief fl-Antartika. Dik il-ħarsa lejn in-naħal mill-Wikipedija bil-Malti, aħna ġejna f'tibim ta' l-axar programm fis-silsila ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi fl-imkien miegħi, Tony Sant. Jiena nirringrazzja lill-mistiedna li kellilhom illi kienet Sabina Bonnici, ma kellix rabta direttament mal Wikimedia Community Malta, imma hija ħabiba sew ta' din l-għada. Jekk tridu ssiru tafu aktar dwar il-Wikimedia Community Malta, tistu żżuru is-sit tagħhom fuq www.wikimalta.org jew issibhom ukoll fuq il-Facebook fost mezzi oħra ta' komunikazzjoni online. Jiena nagħmel appuntament magħkom għal vjaġġ enċiklopediku ieħor darbora, fl-istess post u fl-istess ħin. Sakemm nerġgħu niltaqgħu dakinhar, nawguralkom is-saħħa. Viaggi enciclopedici u a produzzjoni ta' l-M3P Foundation għal Campus FM. Dan il-programm jixxandar fuq dan l-istazzjon narta tlita fl-erba' u nofsta wara nofsinhar, b'ripetizzjoni l-ħamis fit-tlita ta' wara nofsinhar.